This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1818, Baby Names in American Culture, Taboo or Conversation Starter.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In American culture, is it acceptable to ask someone what they're going to name their baby? Today, hear about Michelle's journey to find a name and find out how to handle this situation with a native English speaker. Hey, Michelle, anything big happening in your life these days?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm pretty big.
Okay, we'll take
guys,
that joke.
Guys, you can't see me, but I've got a huge baby bump.
A baby bump. I love that expression. Oh,
yeah.
Our listeners
know. That's a good bonus word.
It's a good bonus for today, a baby bump. So meaning you're pregnant and you share this with our listeners, and I'm sure they're super excited because I think a lot of our listeners are parents too. You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm getting towards pretty close already. Yeah. So, you know what's on my mind a lot, Lindsay, is the name.
Oh, I bet you must be really thinking a lot. And I think we hinted at this earlier in a different episode that I'm not going to ask you what you're considering, and I shouldn't ask you, and I'm just going to avoid it, although I'm incredibly curious. It's something that everyone has an opinion on, and I think people like to talk about names.
They do. You know, I'm in some like Facebook groups and, you know, and not for baby names, but just like in random names. And sometimes somebody will like write like, oh, I'm thinking of naming my baby. And it's always that it gets like 700 comments. You know, people talk about it. Yeah. There's something exciting about finding out what someone's named their baby.
There is. And I think it's because it's one of those things that just sticks with the kid their whole lives, right? I mean, their whole life, unless they change their name, which is very rare, right? Yeah. You can do that legally, but, you know, rare. So it's a big decision. No pressure.
Really. Hopefully. I mean, what are we in July? Yeah, I should have a baby.
By now, yeah.
Yeah, knock on wood. We were talking about naming babies on another episode, and we were saying that this would make a good topic. So we're going to get into this today. Guys, if you want to listen back, my episode where I talked about my first pregnancy was 1007, big little announcement that you don't want to miss. So now I have a 3-year-old son. I can't believe it.
That's crazy.
And I'm about to have a little girl. And, you know, I think we did other, I was trying to find other episodes about, you know, pregnancy, and there were some things about what to say to pregnant women or something, but I couldn't quite find it. So guys, take a look. You can search for that, but we're going to really focus on this today if we haven't touched on it briefly in another episode. So this is going to be fun.
Yeah, because, you know, to be honest, I don't know what the etiquette is in other cultures for our listeners. I don't know if it's okay in your culture, guys, to ask about the name. So we're told, I have no idea. So we're going to show you what is okay and not in American culture. And then maybe our listeners can write in with some follow-up questions, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, this is a huge topic we could continue talking about. I mean, so Lindsay, for you, would you ask someone what they're considering naming their baby?
So it would depend if it were a sister or brother, right? Uh-huh. So when my brother had my niece, I'm sure that I had those conversations with him, although I don't remember and I don't know what else he was considering, but I'm sure I would have asked him or did ask him, right? It's my brother.
Right.
Or like a best friend, I think you could, but anything else, like a coworker, a friend, an acquaintance, a colleague, I would not even ask because it's awkward. It just opens up an awkward conversation, and then they maybe feel like they have to tell you and they don't want to tell you. Don't bother.
So why though? Why is like, let's talk about that more. Why do we feel funny asking that?
Oh, because the problem is that everyone has an opinion about every single name.
Yeah.
Because most of the time people pair the name with someone they've known.
Yeah.
That's the
an
problem.
Association.
Mm-hmm. Like, but that is like, if I knew someone with X name and I didn't like that person, that has nothing to do with your life or your kid or, you know, what right. you think of that name. So
right.
it's one of those things.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, and also some people are superstitious. They may not want to reveal the name.
Okay.
They may not want to tell anybody the name. Mm. Or they might be afraid of hearing someone's opinions. I will tell you that I have had friends ask me. And I, some people I will talk about it with, like, if yeah. if it comes up, mm-hmm. like sometimes I don't know why, I guess it's like, it's funny because I won't really talk about it with family.
Oh, interesting. Maybe because you feel like it's higher stakes with family. They
yeah.
have more of a, their opinion would mean more. Do you think that's what it is?
I think, yeah. And like, you don't want your family to not, to hear an opinion from a family member,
yes.
you know, that like they might not like a name or something like that. Because
okay.
that would mean more. And like, so I have a friend that I've been texting her names all the time, and it's funny. And then I have another friend, and I didn't do this with my son. Like, I mean, maybe a couple people I mentioned too, but for some reason, this time around, I'm just blurting it everywhere.
Well, I think they always say that the second child is it's different. It's a very different yeah. experience, right?
Yeah. So I'm asking people's opinions, and it's just funny because it's so silly. Like, I shouldn't
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Because I have one friend that said, oh, well, you didn't ask me, but I like this one better because I'm kind of in between two.
Mm.
And like, mm-hmm. said, oh, but I kind of like this name better. And then the other one is like, oh, well, I like this name better. Yeah, and so I mean, that's not going to help me. Everybody's going to have a different opinion.
It doesn't help. I feel like, you know, when you ask someone, you should say, okay, give me your opinion, but then give me a reason for the opinion. Don't, like, I'm not going to listen yeah. if you're saying, oh, I knew someone in third grade with that name. It
yeah,
has to be,
true.
Oh, those vowels don't quite work together, or it's a double iteration, so that's great, or it comes at the end of the alphabet, so he or she will be called last, so in the class, right? It has to be rooted in a reason if you're going to listen to them, you know?
True, true, true. Yeah. So I don't know. It's tricky. So I don't know. So all right, let's get into this more in just a second. But before we do, guys, we want to remind you to listen to the IELTS Energy podcast over with Jessica and Aubrey. Right, Lindsay?
Totally, guys. If you're getting ready to do IELTS, right? Maybe you are finally looking at immigrating abroad, moving abroad, taking your family to a new country, and you have to take the IELTS anytime this summer or fall. Go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. You can get it anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Okay.
All right. Awesome. Love it. So let's go over some key vocabulary that you might hear when people are talking about names.
Okay. So trendy or trend. Now this is, yeah, for sure this is common. So people think a lot about what are the trends. They don't want to be too trendy, but they don't want to be totally not trendy, maybe in some cases also. So here's a sample
right.
phrase, guys. The trendiest names of 2022. I'm sure you've maybe Googled that or
right.
maybe
yeah,
to
you
avoid
could search
them.
For the- right. I know some people want to have, like, some people will say, oh, well, you don't want to be like, everybody has this name, or
yeah,
or oh, nobody has this name, and so you should
yes.
that's not good, you know, like
yeah.
you know, Dan is more of like the idea of he wants to have a name where like a lot of people like that, it's like pretty popular,
pretty common. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if any name is like, he's not sure if it's like common enough, you know, then he doesn't really like it. But I don't like, it's not that I'm coming up with like totally wacky out there names that no
yeah.
one is using at all. But
no,
he
totally.
Still wants it to be like, you know, one of the top names.
Interesting. Hmm. Interesting. So you guys have some, that makes it even more complicated. You guys have different approaches. To what's
yeah,
a good name?
Yeah, we are having some trouble, but I think we're getting close. But
good.
Anyway, so all right, so trendy, trend, or the
yeah,
trendiest
trend.
Names,
mm-hmm. and then traditional, right, Michelle? This is a good mm-hmm. one. What would be a sample sentence with this one?
I want to choose a more traditional name.
Yeah, so it sounds like that's you and Dan, right? Dan wants to choose the trendy name, and you want to choose a more traditional name, right?
I guess you could call it traditional. I mean, you know, a traditional name is something that's like been through all the years, you know. It's So, but actually the trendy name, but then the trend, like, it's interesting because names come back around, right?
I know. Like, trendy names are old names.
Yeah,
actually.
They're traditional, actually.
Like, my niece's name is Emery, and I'm pretty sure that that's an old name, but now it may be a little bit more trendy now, you know, but it's old. A lot, most names are old.
Right. It's like, there are not that many new names.
Right. Exactly.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
And then they expressed the idea of naming after someone. So are you naming your baby after? So guys, pay attention to where after goes, right? Naming your baby after anyone. Sometimes people will do this in middle names, right?
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Michelle? Are you thinking of doing anything like this?
Sometimes like letters may match up. Not like a full name.
Okay, interesting.
So, yeah. So that's a common thing that people do. They might name after a relative who's passed away, or some people also name after people who are living. Maybe they have like a junior system.
right. Or the third, the fourth.
right. Yeah, exactly. Where a lot of people have the same name. So it's a lot of people have different, you know, ways of naming after someone, or maybe they don't. So that's fine too. And then what's another one?
So gender neutral is a name where you can't necessarily tell the gender. Like a name like Aaron, I guess you could say is gender neutral, although it's spelled differently for men and women, as far as I know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or there are certain names like, I would say like Parker.
Oh, is that a way? I didn't know that was gender neutral. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I know of a girl Parker, of a boy Parker.
Okay. So, Taylor.
Right. There are a lot of names that, you know, that are more gender neutral, and some people like gravitate towards those.
Mm-hmm.
So those are cool too. So all right. So let's just talk about, you know, should you ask? I mean, we just getting back into that a little bit. So we saw probably not if you want to keep it safe.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have like a go around. I'm really not asking.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just want to know if they talk about it at all. Like, I want to know if like people know it. So I might say like, I'm not asking what it is, but I'm just curious. Have you decided on a name yet?
Yeah, so this is good because it gives them a chance to share if they actually don't care about that norm, and they could share it, or they could just say, "Yeah, we have decided, but we're keeping it a secret." And that's in American culture, that's totally acceptable.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good approach, Michelle. I mean, you can't go wrong with that, right?
Thank you. So people will sometimes do, you know, say something like that. But then some people reveal it right away. Some people, like, they might reveal on Facebook, I'm pregnant and our little, you know, Julia is coming, you know.
Most of the time, the way I see it on Facebook is people are like, Julia Rose was born this morning. And that's usually where you see, for people you don't really know, right? I feel like that's where most people reveal it.
Right. Introducing. And right. But sometimes people are very open about it. Yes. I have friends who are, and that's fine too. It's very personal, however you want to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. But I mean, the name reveal is very exciting, so sometimes people may want to keep it a secret. So
I feel like for me, if I was gonna have a kid, I would want to reveal it a little bit just to make sure that no one's like, but that sounds like this and this, and like any warning, you know, that I didn't think about, initials coming together meaning something. I don't know,
initials,
things like that.
I've been having some initial issues, and then like, and Dan like doesn't think that it's a thing at all. Like, I'll be like, but then it's gonna be this. And he's like, no one's going to pay attention, but it is important.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, And you don't know how important it'll end up being. Who knows? I mean, sometimes
true.
Kids true, might pick true. Up on something and tease their peer, or they may yeah, never notice that either, right? So you just don't know. But yeah, maybe share it with a few people and then talk about it. And everyone has a different approach, Michelle. But I'm sure you're gonna choose a winner.
I hope so. We will see. All right. Yeah. Should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go. So, hey, Michelle, I'm so excited for you.
Thanks, Lindsay.
I'm not asking what it is, but I'm curious. Have you decided on a name yet?
I'm between a couple, but not sure yet.
That's great.
Yeah, trying to decide whether I want the name to be trendy or traditional.
Are you naming her after anyone?
I'm not even sure about that. I do like gender neutral names, though. They sound really cool to me.
Yeah, those are awesome. Okay. Good stuff. So here we use some of the key vocabulary, right? So I asked you that really skillful question, right? I'm not asking what it is, but I'm curious, have you decided on a name yet? Write that one down, guys. That's skillful because you give them an out, but you also open it up so they could answer if they wanted to.
Right. Like, it just depends. Like, if somebody asks me a question like that, it depends on my mood. Like, you know, maybe I'm like really excited to share, or maybe I really am feeling like torn about it. So yeah, this time around, I've been way too like telling people.
Yeah. I mean, it's really there's not these hard and fast rules. Sometimes so many things just depend on our moods in any given moment, right? It's like, people are human and they shift back and forth depending on how they feel in a moment. So that's why a question like that can be really useful.
Right. So, all right. So then I said, I'm trying to decide whether I want the name to be trendy or traditional.
Yes. And then I asked
It can be both.
Sometimes it can be both. And yeah, often it is actually. And then I asked you, are you naming her after? So naming someone after anyone. Mm-hmm. Guys, that's the construction.
And then I said, I do like gender neutral names, right? That's what you would call it, Lindsay, the gender neutral name.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. As we said, like Taylor, Parker.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a whole list of them, guys. If you Google gender neutral names in English, you'll get them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this was fun, Lindsay. What's the takeaway for today?
Well, just to let you know, today's a bit of a cultural episode, guys. You know, if you are in American culture, at least, we can't speak for British culture or Australian culture, but we can tell you it is a taboo to directly say, what are you naming your baby? But we've given you today some ways around that, some ways to open up that conversation. Give them a chance to say it because it could be a fun conversation and you could help them if they're open to it, right? But just feel it out and just be careful. You know, tread lightly, I would say.
Right. You can also say, have you thought of any names or have you talked about any names yet? So those are a couple other ways you could kind of casually ask, but not ask.
Michelle, well, we can't wait to find out as a community what you've decided on as the name eventually. So we're looking forward to that. And we're so excited for you. This is so wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Lindsay. Well, have a good rest of your day.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Talk soon.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.